Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's right. A change is gonna come. Listen to me now. I grew up in Jamaica, and there's a certain amount of common sense among Jamaicans that Jamaica got independence, and the officers who lead the government are Jamaicans. Remember the Bustamante, Norman Manley, and so forth and so on, right? And today, we are still trying to move on. We're not doing the very best. I wanted to point my question on why is it America is different when it comes to leadership of government. Why? Now, what I see, these white people who claim to be rulers, I do not understand how the government in America does not function in Jamaica, because white people, they call themselves slave masters. But how far do you go with that? You see what I'm saying? Now, isn't it that we have a deficit of backwardness? Can you see that? Why we African people must bow down to these faggots? And may nobody frown when I say faggots. Nobody frown, because we African, and I mean the position that we are to be holding, is our original standing. It's not what these honest fucking white people tell us to do. No, because we don't come under their command. You know? I can see that white people who are sodomites, the history book says they have no jurisdiction in African territory. That's what the history says. They are sodomites. We are not. They can't invent stuff. This is not slavery anymore. The days when all kinds of idiocy overlooked, and let's say we didn't know how to speak powerful truth, but the time has come, and freedom, you don't let sodomite culture step up and tell you how to live. No, because the history, African people, is coming from African government jurisdiction. And therefore, there is no way to destroy what is naturally true and begin to chip away at the block to make way for white people. Therefore, what they have as AB Anno Domini is a calendar, is a kind of calendar, right? To do what? Because there was and has been calendar before AD Anno Domini. So what are you going to do with that? You see what I mean? When you have these slackness white people who's looking for your ass to fuck. And we have to stoop to that? Now, what AD Anno Domini is giving to these white people? Think about that. Now, I want you to look into this thing with some depth and bring up to the level. Just 1 second. You mean to tell me, say, that white people reign in America? Who give it to them? Who give the authority to white people? Who are, the World History textbook says, the World History textbook, it says, the people of a culture is one that come together on on the union that they are of the same accord. That's what history says. Now, when you look at white people who we find don't care nothing about what history says, they come and where they get the this rule over black people from? Because Africa give them the authority to do whatever they want to do. Do you see it like that? How could these sodomite white people, how could they do the kind of stuff they have done in America, except Africa sign off on it with them? It could never happen. You see? Because they are not more mighty than the law. The law. And white people don't have a law above African government. So just think about it. And how these sodomite white people just come on and assume power over black people. And we should be like rioting and stuff like that. Simple, judiciously take a stand, explain what your autonomy is. That's all we are supposed to do. Now, where do these white people come from? With power over black people. See, it's dispossession of a people is what takes place when somebody decides to dispossess you and where you don't have say so. So the people, according to our history, our people are of the same way of life. We and these white people don't have no same way of life. And they want to have jurisdiction over us. They're going to make up a false God, a false church, and so forth and so on. See that? And nobody to articulate. People don't have no dominion at all over black people. They do not. Now, if what they decide to do is to kill black people because they become accustomed to killing us, to have their way with us, that's too bad, man. Because I see this going into the woods. You know? Yes? Where did these white people come from? They did not originate in America. No. They come here and swarm around the African people and take control of them. They use all kind of a, you know, snake in the grass style. You know? Why can't black people learn the proper approach? Because we're not supposed to have these white people who, look, they don't have any sense. White people don't have any sense. The good things that you see they can do, they can read and write and stuff like that. But if you look into these white people and the things that they do, you will find out that how to maneuver a way that funnels power into their conduct That's what they do. And therefore, we subordinate because we are, you know, coming from the days of slavery. And they, white people, are the ones that use the church, the Bible, and stuff like that. And we don't know that it's a faggot. And we don't know that these white people, they are fucking ass. Okay? They are fucking ass. That's against African people. But they decide that they are doing it anyway. Now, I'm telling you, cut that out. Cut that out, you white people. Okay? People have more power and jurisdiction over their lives than they have whatever they call control. So it's our fault. It is our fault. There is no reason why, except we don't understand. We are confused. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I hope that you have a good life today. And we'll continue to do more to advance your power over yourself, because what we are doing, we are leaving out our power that is to our command. Okay? So if you don't want to exercise your authority that white people cannot take from you, and they're going to want to tell you that, well, it's up to you to stand up and represent yourself. Right? And ask them, What is this thing about A.D. Anadamani and Jesus? Yeah, because there is nothing I know that passed along power delegated by white people over white people, right? There's none. So no sooner than we fall under these such, you know, I mean, such power. That's it. You see, because white people, somehow, they are uncivilized, right? They are uncivilized. I am not afraid to talk about it, you know, because I know all these white people care about is to kill the African people. They don't satisfy with being themselves. You see? So any type
anytime white people decide to maneuver themselves to authorize and delegate power over African people, it is not right in any kind of way. So you better be careful of what you are doing, my friends. White people don't have no authority over black people nowhere on the planet. They can take our wealth. They can take they are able to take everything we have, and and yeah, somebody is gonna set you down because they done make up something that says, okay, you are under me. Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. But look, if you understand the level of your power, now if you're working for an employer and you're under the employer, I understand that. Not talking about that, because every now and then, you know, somebody will fall under someone, you know, who is rightly delegated to watch over someone. So, in the case where a B and a dominee comes up to be a power, that steals everything they want from African people, and that power is not for them. You see, power is not for them. We do not have authority to set up we are supposed to be rightly dividing word of truth. And if you don't think of what power is, my friends, you are going to eat some shit from white people. You get what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, because imagine they are coming from the most greediest, low down sense of life. And if you are not careful, they take you right back into slavery. You know, because, you know, slavery is something that Africa allowed. Did you know that? It is Africa complicit with selling African people into slavery? Do you know that? You need to know that. Okay? And the reason why we relent up to this point, what is African? Control. At first, the self. The self. The self. Because, you know, I mean, who is it that say white people is slave over us, slave master over us? You see what I mean? So, my friends, it's too long now. It's too long. We actually give ourselves over to white people who don't want to do anything besides catch black people and fuck their ass. That's what they want. Nothing of the sort works the way these white people want to make life work. And so, I am saying that we have the evidence that tells us how we are to organize ourselves and be not afraid to say, to speak your mind. Okay? I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And there are a lot of things going on, and it's about time they stop. It's about time they stop. You see? Because where did this AD and Adamani came from, man? Want to know who gave the permission that Jesus Christ die for your sin? Who? I want to know. And somebody who has as the no-no can tell us. You know, we want to know. We want to know. Because unless we know, a lot of bad things are going to happen. And these people feel like they have a right to drive us like cows. You see what I mean? Yes. All right. So it is. So it is. let's see here. What is this? All right. This has to do with anything. What this has to do with anything? I have my... What happened? You know, let me tell you something. There are a lot of things that these white people are doing, you know, but I can tell you that all right. Oh, they take me off. They take me off my track. All right. So here is. Now it's this. What is this? Uncivilized Christian church, owned and operated, brutal inquisition. Crusades. All right? Listen what this says. Uncivilized Christian church. Owned and operated. Brutal Inquisition. Imagine that. Can you imagine that we allow sodomite people, say they are Christian, and gain access to African people to call in a service, right? Hi. Okay. They doing something here and me. No.
do we? Right? The way. All right. So, all right. So, I am going to say, uncivilized Christian church owned and operated brutal Inquisition crusade. How does that happen in a Christian church? You see what I mean? Stuff don't happen. So let's go on with some more of this. Ever since President Obama gave his speech at the National Prayer Breakfast, there has been such an incredible uproar. Most of it has, yes, most of it has been foolish historically, inaccurate and incredibly irresponsible. Reverend Father Raymond and Souza, Catholic priest and a columnist for the National Post, criticized Mr. Obama and dipping his toes into waters of history. With such a telling off, the time has now to put history in its proper perspective. More than 1,000 years ago, visit, go Gothos, Celtics, Roman, Jewish, unique and plausi. Society. Yet, in a few countries, Spain would transform its form a manipulation Okay. Most ironically, inaccurate and indelibly, irresponsible. Reverend Father Reynolds and Souza and Catholic priest and the commune, he says, columnist for the National Post criticized Mr. Obama for dipping in his toes into the deep waters. What's wrong with that? With such a telling off on time as now come to put history in its proper perspective. I'm all for that. History is the boss. More than 1,000 years ago, Visigoths, Celtics, Romans, Jews, Christians, and Muslims lived in the Iberian Peninsula, producing a unique and pluralistic society. Yet, in a few centuries, Spain would transform itself from a multicultural nation to the least interlateral. Country in Europe visiting Goths and minority Jews on plotting to take over the kingdom of modern the kingdom and murder of the Christians. They
had made Christianity the epiological center, political state, making conformity to that, relying to that, relying on Pianeville condition for residing there, they also declared only Catholics can live on can live in Spain. Centuries yes, Ferdinand and Queen Isabella agreed, usher in the Spanish Inquisition and the expulsion of the Jews. The Moors had even defeated in the Holy Reconquest, and Spain centuries later, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. These are all sodomite people. Ushering in the Spanish Inquisition. You know what that means? You see what I mean? Now, is there any place here to which a black African person fits in? No. And I bet you they are trying to fit black people into these kind of things, because black people don't learn to speak for themselves. So Catholic clergy and clergy had been persistently calling for the conversion of destruction of Judaism. They believe the second coming of Christ will take place only when the Jews accepted Christianity. Christianity religion was a matter of faith, not race and since doctrine helped that baptism, although altered the soul, the disdain of the Judaism was instantly bottled out, and from that moment on, the baptized Jews was instantly a
member of Christianity in an officially declared Christian land. And the 20th century and the Nazi thinking, the cue from taking the cue from their spiritual forebearer in Spain. I can't stand all of this stuff here, but I am telling you, why is black people want to mingle up with Christianity? You don't mix up yourself with people who have all kinds of evil all over them. Take heed, my friend. That's what I have to say. And so let it be. And I'm very sure that you have your part to play in make sure that you are not mingling yourself with foolishness. See what I mean? Don't mingle with foolishness. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and all right. Let's see, what's here?
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made United States seem like it's...
I don't understand it.
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made United States seem like it's the best.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Well, that's about what I have to say, and hope that you'll find something on this Christianity in an officially declared Christian land. My friends, you know, we don't have to split our brain open to understand some of the things that they are writing. It doesn't concern us. Let us be concerned with what affects us. Deal with what affects us. And that's mining our business. Okay? Because what they're talking about, Jewish and Jews and Catholic, my friend, it's not for civilized people. No. It's not for civilized people. So, I'm going to let this go. And what I have to do now.
I want you to look at this very carefully, because you won't see this often. And tonight we're pleasured to have the great guitar player Chet Atkins, and he's accompanied here by the wonderful work of Boots Randolph on the horn and the Nashville Now Band, Chet Atkins and Boots Randolph.
one went out. That one went out, man.
Mm-hmm.